Resh Gimel. This is exciting stuff this we're learning. Yeah. Resh Vav. Yelech etzel chochem v'yispolo. There's an Indian, we'll see, when a person has Torah, he should go to Chochem and ask him to daven for him. So we're trying to understand what this has got to do. Some of these questions came up yesterday. We said that Rabbi Chanina sustained the whole world through his davening, but he himself had nothing to eat. He lived on one cup of carobs from one week to the next. And yet his davening for mazonos, for food, sustained the whole world. So what pshat? Yelech etzel chochem v'yispolo. Why do you go to chochem? You got trouble in daven. Daven yourself. What you got to go to chochem for? Move a gemara. The gemara Baba Basra says like this: Pinchas b'chama kol shi'esh lochayle b'terch beiso. When there's a sick person in his house, yelech etzel chochem v'yivakesh alav rachamim. He should go to a chochem and plead from him mercy, which means asking to daven for you. Shenema chamas melech melachem maves v'ish chochem yechafrena. The wise man will atone from the Malach HaMavis. V'amna minag Yisrael kadoshim, the minag of Klal Yisrael, should be called a tzara umatzik. Whenever a person has a difficult situation, payinim le gedolei umor yador. They go to the gedolei yador. Shoyish and hagazu noyvim midivra gemaranat. The root why we do this, why you have trouble, a person goes to the gedolei yador, is based on this gemara. Yelech etzel chochem v'yispolo. Go to a wise man and let him daven for you. Amnam, however, kishen nedakdek b'divrei gemara. If we learn the gemara the way you're supposed to learn a piece of gemara. Nevachech ki lo nema sham yelech etzel chochem v'yaseh lo nisim moivsim or yifol etzlo yeshuas. Doesn't say go to the chochem and he'll do miracles and wonders and he'll give you a bread bracelet and he'll do all these funny things. That's not what it says in the gemara. So if you've got problems, you go to the Chole B'Toch Beis, go to the Chochem and Mevakesh Rachamim. Doesn't say go ask him to do take his magic wand, which is what we kind of always looking for. It says Yevakesh Alav Rachamim. Kloima, that is to say, Ha'alicha L'Chochem Ein Matrosa She'achochem Yachtiv La'Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Yochel Ma'al Asos. You're not going to the Chochem because you want the Chochem to tell HaKodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, what to do. But get a tzaddik goyzer v'kodesh baruch hu makayim. There's a concept in the world that a tzaddik is goyzer, a tzaddik makes a decree, and a kodesh baruch hu is forced to do it. Choni Amagel, for example, Choni Amagel drew a circle, stepped into the circle, and said, a kodesh baruch hu, until you make it rain the way I want it to rain, I'm not coming out of the circle. That's tzaddik goyzer v'ashem makayim. He's on such a high level that he's made his rotten so much, Hashem's rotten, that whatever his rotten is, Hashem is forced to makayim what he says. That's not why we're going to the tzaddik. And a yelech etzel chochem v'yispalo, you go to the chochem, said he'll daven for you. V'yais v'tfilas hachochem rotzi v'uvehu lifnei Hashem yisparach. Kamo shomer Chazal, it's because the tefillah of the chochem is desirable and beloved in front of Hashem. Kamo shomer Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mista'av l'tefilasim shel tzaddikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lusts after, yearns for the davening of the tzaddikim. L'chein roish kol echad yipana l'tzaddik. Therefore, a person should go to the tzaddik and ask him to daven for him, because the davening is very beloved in Hashem's eyes.
He uses the lashon here of tzaddik when he's saying that the davening of the tzaddik is beloved in his eyes. But we were just talking about a chacham.
We're talking about one of the gedolei hador. So we're talking about a tzaddik. Someone who's a talmid chacham.
Not to be a regular talmid chacham, but someone who's.
We get different degrees of kedusha. You get different degrees of kedusha.
The same way when you want this bracha of or whatever it is. Can you always go to someone who's very learned rather than?
You can go to an Amaretz as well. There's a concept called Birkas Hediot. Any Jew can give a bracha.
Right.
Any Jew can daven for another Jew. When you go to a wedding, you say Mazel Tov. We all do that, right? That's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. It's a bracha. What's a bracha? A bracha is a tefillah. When the tzaddik says, everything should go well. So, there's no magic. It's because that's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. Someone who's very close to Hashem, and Hashem listens to him very carefully. That's what the bracha of a tzaddik is. It's a tefillah. So even the tefillah of a simple Jew can sometimes be makai. But there is an inyan of going to a tzaddik and going to someone who's very righteous and very holy and purified himself and worked very hard on himself and asking for a bracha, asking to daven. You should find a Rosh Yeshiva or somebody, because he's got the schus of all the learning that's going on in his merit as well. You've got somebody who's got whatever, the Rosh Yeshiva upon him, he's got 1,000 talmidim, whatever, he's supported 1,000 talmidim, and you ask him for a tefillah, that's a tefillah that comes on the back of all those schusim as well. So there's an inyan there, yeah. You're pulling a tzaddik. I hear your point. Are we talking about a tzaddik? Are we talking about a chacham? What is a tzaddik? A tzaddik is somebody who keeps all the mitzvahs properly, without any of the additional chumras or whatever. I don't know if he's using the term exacting. I don't know. He's a righteous person who's a chacham as well. Nimtzim kamshuk ol yehudi sheyesh lo chole b'toch beisoy. Every Jew who's got an ill person in his home, or I assume any other tzora, hutla alav meshima min hashamayim. What's hutla alav mishima mishamayim? He's waiting, sort of. Anticipating. Hutla is tolu, is something that's waiting. It's an anticipation of some sort of relief min hashamayim. Reishis mutl alav shehu atzma yitpadal. First of all, he has to daven. First thing you got to do when you got tzoros is you've got to daven. He has to bind himself via the means of tefillah leboyer to his creator. He has to understand that everything that's happening to him is from Hashem. That we understand. Whatever is happening to a person that comes from Hashem, you've got to bind yourself to Hashem via tefillah. We say it every day. He made, makes, and will make everything. There's nothing at all that he's not responsible for. Va'azai, I'm just finishing this paragraph. Va'azai, im ratzon Hashem is baruch, who tefilaso toil, boifin yashir, who Yeshua bezrat Hashem is baruch. If it's the ratzon Hashem that your tefillah will do what it's supposed to do immediately, the choyle b'toch beisa, you dive into Hashem, the choyle gets better. Very good. That's wonderful. But it could be, based on what we said yesterday, that the tefillah will not help you directly, but that tefillah will go out and have an impact on the entire klal. The klal will get the Yeshua even though you're not seeing it personally. That's the first thing a person has to do. Okay, the first step is you have to govern yourself. First of all, you have to accept that it's coming from Hashem. You have to dive into Hashem and recognize that, yeah, you may get answered straight away, and you may not. And if you're not getting answered straight away, it's because that tefillah is being used for other things. You're going to stay in the dark, even though your tefillah is going to light up everybody else. Then we'll see the second step.
Is this answered, or is this attempting to answer our first question on Monday, or Sunday, that we asked if the thing is bad, if we're in a situation, why should we dive in? Because we're going to change the situation. But that's what Hashem wanted for us in the beginning.
Correct, this answers it beautifully. Rabbi Hanina is hungry, right? He hasn't got food. Correct? So now. If the best thing for him to do is not have food, why is he going to dive in for food? Why doesn't he have food? Why is he hungry? Because Hashem decreed that.
Right, Hashem wanted him to be hungry.
And that means that's the best thing for him.
Yeah.
So God, why is he going to dive in now to get food? Why is he going to dive in to get food? So we said yesterday, the day before already, davening is not a means to get what you want. The lack that you have is a means to get to the daven. Davening is not a means to an end. If davening is a means to an end, then you're out. I'm going to daven in order to get food. But Hashem knows I need food, so he'll give it to me without asking. Correct? So we said no. Hashem set up a world in such a way that you can't get anything you want without davening. Why? Not because Hashem needs the tefillah in order to give you the food, but Hashem set up such a situation, such a way that for you need rain. You've got all these seeds nicely planted in the ground, and there's water waiting in the clouds. Now the water is not going to connect. The water is not going to come from the clouds and go down to the ground unless you dive it. Why not? Because that's why Hashem made the world. We don't understand why He did that. That we have an answer.
Him not having food was what Hashem, exactly what Hashem wanted, and therefore accepted with a smile on your face.
Not so poshut. We see many times in the Gemara where the Gedolei Yisrael went and davened for what they felt they were lacking. Yeshua ben Prachah went to Hashem and said, how long am I supposed to suffer like this for? Why don't you just say, oh, this is from Hashem and everything's cool, well, what's the problem? You see Rebbe Chanina daven for food, because we have a chiv. Hold on a sec, are you saying I shouldn't daven for food? I have a chiv to make ishtadlis. I don't have food, I have to daven for food. No, I don't have food, that's what Hashem wants, that's the best thing in the world. Every tefillah is I'm arguing with Hashem. Bonei Yushalayim, Hashem says no, you're wrong Hashem, Bonei Yushalayim. Every tefillah is a disagreement with Hashem. You got someone sick in your house, that's the Ratzon Hashem, yeah? So why are you davening that he should get better? Because I disagree with you, Hashem. Every tefillah is no, this is posh. Every tefillah is a machlokes with you and Hashem. Why are you davening that the guys and the soldiers should be on the border should be okay? Because it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So what am I davening for? Because we have a chiv to do what we have to do. It's my chiv to go there and daven. That's what I have to do. I don't see if you see any other examples of. You're asking like this: isn't it a stira? Isn't tefillah a stira to the Rashi? The Rashi is the kol asher yavo alav makabel ba'ava. Everything that happens to the person is going to makabel ba'ava. Davening is saying, "I'm not prepared to makabel this. Therefore, will you please change it?" That's what you're asking. It seems to be a stira to the Rashi. So it's not a stira at all. This couple that we spoke about yesterday that doesn't have children, is the best thing for them that they shouldn't have children? I've had it 100%, because if Hashem wanted to give them children, he'd give them children. Why are they davening for children? Because they want children. They're trying to kaviyachol change the gzera, right? And when it's all said and done, they're not going to get children. That was the best thing for them. And what did their tefillah do? The Tula created dozens and dozens of children for them. They get to Lamabad, they're going to see all the children that were born to other people that are already their children, because they created their Tulas. Correct? So the best thing for them was not to have children. Best thing for them was not to have children. But the Sledge Daven. You know what? Taking away, not giving them children, was what got them to Daven. The goal is the Davening, not the getting children. The perceived lack. We have to perceive the lack based on our person doesn't have panos in this world, he doesn't have food in this world. That's a serious problem. You have to be worried about it. It's got a bag and you have to dab it. So a kol bochu deprives Rabbi Chanina of food. What? To get him to daven for food. Now he's busy davening for food and davening for food. So if he gets food, he's going to stop davening for food. Can't have that. He's davening is feeding the whole world. So you don't give him food, he continues to daven for food. The whole world gets nourished on his tefillahs. Is it the best thing in the world for him that he shouldn't have food? Of course. When he gets to Olam Haba, he realizes that he was sustaining the whole world through his tefillahs. Nobody would be happy to be hungry for a few years in order to have that reward.
Would somebody think that, well, I've been having food for 40 years, and if I'm here, that's where I'm just now. Like, I would somebody who it doesn't know the plan.
We have a chiv to know the plan. That's why we're learning.
We have to know what's going on. As in, I haven't got money, so I'm davening with money, but I'm not going to get money.
Maybe you will. Maybe. Oh, that's what we said yesterday. When you get money, it means that part of your job is over. Now you've got to go find the next leg and build the next thing.
Sorry, I think you just answered it, but I think I missed the point. If you're Sumerch Bechelkai, by definition, you don't have any chesaron. You don't have any lackings, Bechelal. So how can you daven for lackings? I'm happy with having 5 pence in my pocket. I don't have the need to daven for money, because I'm happy with that. So how can I still be Sumerch Bechelkai?
You're starving to death. You have no money, you have no food, you have nothing. You don't have a roof over your head, you don't have children, you have no clothes, everyone in your house is sick, and you're a big tzaddik, and you're very, very happy.
Sumerch Bechelkai, so why I don't daven? So what side am I misunderstanding?
You're misunderstanding the fact that tefillah is not a means to an end. It's the end in itself.
I don't feel any problem. I'm so smach b'chelki.
You just totally dovuk in Hashem. You don't feel any need to be kosher in him anymore.
So then
you're on harabais. Well, not harabais. In what's that place called? Haramanukos.
So what's the mission mean?
Whatever Hashem gives you, you smach ba.
It's all very nice, but I really prefer.
But I would still like something to eat today, so I don't have something to eat. But I'm not I'm not walking around unhappy. I'm not unhappy because I don't have what to eat.
So
it's not ultimate. But someone told us they were very lucky if they had a piece of bread in the morning and a cup of tea. That was like lucky.
And they
weren't unhappy, but they still davened for food.
I'm
you can't daven without simcha.
One of
the conditions of successful tefillah is that you're davening with simcha. I'm not getting up there going, oh, please Hashem, please I'm hungry, please give me food. Davening comes mitrich simcha. Otherwise, not called davening. So you're asking, how can I be lacking something and still be the simcha? Because I'm samech b'chelko. This is what Hashem gave me, this is what He gave me, and I'm satisfied with it. And I'm b'simcha. Now I'm asking Hashem, please can I have something to eat? He'll say, yes, he'll say, fuck, I'm still samech b'chelko. I'm walking around miserable because I don't have what to eat.
So samech b'chelko means I know that I've got a chesaron, but even if I have, I'm still happy. It's not, I don't
know.
Rebbetzin
Pinchas. Rebbetzin Pinchas.
I don't recognize your chesaron.
Rebbetzin Pinchas. Reb Shimshon brings down that when she went to Krakow, when she went to learn by Rebbetzin Schneer at Beis Yankov, when she came back, she said she doesn't understand where her head was. She could have written to her father and asked him to send her $1, which in America stands wasn't a lot of money, and with $1 she could have kept the whole semen eggs for a month. Where was her head? Why didn't she think of it? In Krakow in those days they couldn't have had too much to eat. So Reb Shimshon said to her, so why didn't you? She said, I didn't feel we were lacking anything. That's your kasha.
No,
if I'm not lacking anything, I'm not going to ask for it. Right?
So was she right or wrong? So
she's
right.
She's right. Samach b'chelko. There's always going to. So you see from here, there's always going to be something that you're going to be lacking in order to daven.
So your samach is never complete. It can really be complete.
That's what you have to say. Are you davening now that you should have a roof over your head? No, I've got a roof over my head. I'm samach b'chelko. I'm not davening that I should have a villa. I've got a nice apartment. I'm smach b'chelko. My next door neighbor's got a big apartment. Fun. I'm at Ishtadis. I've got this little apartment. I'm smach b'chelko. So I'm not davening for. I'm not davening for a new apartment.
But ultimately, if you're smach b'chelko, then your davening disappears.
That you're smach b'chelko in, that you don't feel a lack, you're not going to ask for that.
Because you're davening for dveikus, and you're smach b'chelko, you've got total dveikus.
You've got dveikus already. But you're going. Rabbi Chanina Mislomo is smach b'chelko. We're talking about a tana. So what was he lacking? The only thing he davened for was he was hungry, so he asked for some food. Why isn't he Samach b'chelko and happy?
He wasn't ultimately Samach.
Because if he wasn't Samach b'chelko and happy in hungry, he wouldn't daven, and then the whole world would starve to death.
So he wasn't ultimately Samach b'chelko.
On his level. That's on his level, he had a chesed. Whatever it means, he wasn't Samach b'chelko.
So the davening is the gap between Samach and b'chelko and absolute faith.
Pashtus, yeah. I mean, I have to think about it more. I'm just thinking about it now, but yeah, you're right.
About the case of Elisha in Fear, when he asks Hashem to like give him food, Hashem says, should I change on the whole
Rabbi Yishua ben, who not Yishua ben Prachia,
Rabbi
Loza ben Tadas. The Gemara in the Loza ben Tadas, yeah, that's a shir on its own, that Gemara.
It's not the same.
I can't put my. I'll tell you why I can't. You're right. I can't put my into it because it's such a powerful machlokes between of this and of Pinkers that I can't even begin. They learn the Gemara so differently and have a hard time. It's a very, very problematic. It's a very problematic Gemara. Rav Desli uses that Gemara to show that you can't change even through tefillah the thing that you came in this world to change, to work on. If the thing you came in the world to work on was poverty, in this world was poverty, then even tefillah can't change that. And Rav Pinkus uses that Gemara to show that you can use tefillah to change anything, even the thing you came in the world to use. They both use the same Gemara to prove exactly the opposite things. The Moedik Asugi, I'm happy to give a shiur on it one day if you remind me. But not now, but I find the tape, you can listen to the tape from him, it's even better. Because there's a shiur on this where he goes into explaining how he brings down how why he didn't get up as I'm arguing with Rav Dessler because to argue with Rav Dessler but he says that this is what Rav Dessler holds but this is what I got from my rabbi and he learns very differently. Okay, it's a fascinating sugya though. Listen, Tfilah is books and books and books. Just trying to extract the bits here, yep. Shiny, so what's this thing you have to do when you have chole b'toch bayis? Mutan lo v'leches l'chochem, sheet palo badoi. Then you have to go and you have to ask a chochem to daven for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofetz b'tfilos asher ha-chochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillah of the chachamim. Ubehechlet yitochen shelachein Hashem yishloch v'yehudi ploini es ha-choyli. It could be that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to this Jew ploini, the sick person. Why is there a sick person in my house? Because Hashem wants me to go to the tzaddik and get him to daven. Why? Because Hashem wants to get the tzaddik davening. That could answer your question even the next stage. This chacham is not davening. You know why? Lo chaseli klum. So what Hashem does, he gets the next door neighbor to be lacking something. The next door neighbor goes to the chacham. The chacham davens for the next door neighbor. Oh! So it seems you could have a situation now where the chacham is committed to bechalkoi, not davening for anything because he doesn't feel he's lacking anything. What the more is what? There's a Gemara in Baba Basra. He brought it above you on Kufte Sai Namad Aleph, he quotes.
I don't see the stereo between being happy with your lot and davening. I'll give you an example. Me, for example, like last night, I was very happy with my landing. I was absolutely ecstatic. I was happy with my lot, and I still didn't wait tomorrow. I've been davening for Hatzlacha and learning.
Yeah, but that's because you can never really be smart for help with your learning because there's always more. There's more. We're talking about physical things. That's it. Yeah, you're right. He's stuck right. David. Even in Samach Bechal and everything in the physical world.
That's right.
No. You're always going to be davening. You're always going to be davening for more Satrishmain learning. No, you've learned everything. You know everything. I mean, you're always going to be lacking. And Taki's right. In the spiritual aspect, you're davening to Hashem to help you daven with more Kavani. You're asking Hashem to help you get closer to Him, to understand Gemara better. There is a chinuch between Samach Bechelko and Ruchnias. We learned earlier that there's an inner being Samach Bechelko even in your Ruchnias. But that's not a steer to going and davening to ask Hashem to help you learn better. Even though very much Samach like he was with his learning, it's not a steer. But I'm saying, even if you want to learn like the way you're learning, you could just. I prefer to learn the way you're learning now just because it mama strengthens this case even stronger. Yet even if you're 100% happy with everything, me too, you'd be happy with everything. You're not locha selik klum, I don't even know what's this, I'm missing anything, so why daven? You wouldn't even want to daven. I mean, it's hard to imagine that you're satisfied. What about Boinei Yushalayim? What about, you know, what about your next door neighbor suffering? There's always something to be worried about, even though you yourself are totally satisfied. But that's pshatya. Pshatya is why the Kosh Baruch Hu make Pliny's child sick? Because the Chacham's not, he's not turning to Hashem. Today she vakish min achovim. She'd pull a lot, bodoy. Deep through, yeah. Just think these things through. Ulam gam ken ein hechrach she tefilas achovim tane mishamayim bo ifin yoshi avu ayudim avakish. But once again, it's not an imperative. It's not forced. It's not perforce that the tefilah of the chovim is going to get answered right away by this Jew that's asking for him. Itam giratzen Hashem yisbarachu lashpia shefer rufuah leilam. Could be that Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs to bring into the world a shefa of refuah. There has to be this flow of health in the world. Yeah. No one's davening for refuah shleimus. If the Lord fills ain't a shefa yoyred, and without davening, nothing comes into the world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu grants this sick person to a certain to Pliny. Kadesh Yelech etzel Chacham said he'll go to the Chacham. VaChacham inpalel et tefilasa azoche vahabrura. The Chacham will then go and daven the davening of a Chacham, the way a Chacham is supposed to daven. VaBekoyach tefilasa yishpil olam kulu shefer refuah. The whole world will now have this thing called shefer refuah in order to give the world what it needs. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives an individual a certain tzara. That individual goes to the Chacham davens for the individual, and via that tefillah the whole world is now taken care of in that particular area, even though the person who originally had the problem doesn't get answered.
Who gets the star? The sick person, the relative, the Chacham.
Everybody gets everything that they're supposed to get at the end of the day. Nothing, it's all the cheshbon out. The poor person who's in the world, in order that I should be able to give tzedakah, he's going to get his reward for having been poor in this world. The guy that gets tzedakah is going to get his reward. It's all the cheshbon. We're not used to thinking like this, by the way. This is a paradigm shift. This turn, this, this, You have to dig this through and think it through, and there's no poshut sugya.
Is it that fact that he is missing something, and when he davening is growing in that, that is actually what has happened, that is what he is gaining, is that growth. That growth from of missing something, davening, so rather than the thing that you're davening for.
There is that aspect as well, yeah. Yeah. Well, the davening draws you closer to Hashem. That's the goal of life.
But the missing out on something.
The missing out was a hechitimtsu to get to the daven. It was a means to an end. We think I'm lacking something. Davening is a means to get what I want. It's exactly the opposite. The thing I'm lacking is a means to an end. It's to get me to daven, because the purpose of this world is to daven.
Maybe smech b'chelkei includes you. I'm happy that I have a sick person in my house, but now I can daven.
That's a very high madrega. It's a very high madrega, and there is such a thing, okay, which is when you make your rotzon Hashem's rotzon. Give an example. You're thirsty and there's no water. Right? Are you happy? Well, let me ask you a question. Did Hashem want you to have water now? No. So the rotzon Hashem is you should be thirsty. So don't you want to have the same rotzon as Hashem? Right? You want to have the same rotzon as Hashem? No? So I want to be thirsty. That's supposed to think like that. You know, that's very easy when you talk about small things. You know, open the tap and there's no water, but you know it'll be hooked up in 5 minutes' time. But Rahman Islam, you see things happening as well. It's not so posh. I mean, you can use your own imaginations. I don't want to put them out on the table, but you can sometimes, God forbid, a person's got serious suffering, whatever, you're going to walk around saying, and there were people doing like that. That was Gamzu Latova. That was Nochemish Gamzu. That was Rabbi Akiva on a slightly lower level. I call my David Rahman at the top of it. Gamzu Latova is a different level. You know that. Those are two completely different levels. What's the difference between Nochemish Gamzu's Gamzu Latova? Nachemish Gamzu was a guy who used to say Gamzu Latova. Suffered terribly. Terrible sufferings. Terrible. I mean, sufferings beyond description. And everything that happened was Gamzu Latova. This is awesome. This is for the good. Then there was Rabbi Akiva, who had a saying that used to say, Kol Madavid Rachmanu Latovavid. Whatever Hashem does, whatever that comes from Shemayim, is for the good. Those are two different levels. I mean, otherwise, why do you need two Tanaim teaching me the same principle? And if it is the same principle, why didn't they teach it using the same words? Fair question? That's a Gemara question, yeah? You've got two Mishnahs, and they're teaching the same principle using different words. So I've got two questions. If you're teaching the same principle, use the same word. And if it's the same principle, why teach it twice? What's your bekivet? So they're two different levels. Mordechai Mel explains it, two different levels. Gamzu Latova means he doesn't even understand that it's bad. It's mamash good. This is good news. I've got boils, and I'm suffering, and I had terrible suffering. No legs, no arms. I'm talking about, you know, the sufferings of Job. And he doesn't see there's any bad. Gamzu Latova, this is great. Rabbi Akiva understands that there's bad, yeah. He just says, but everything Hashem does is for the good, therefore this must also be for the good. But he's not buying into the good. He's not saying, I want this. Except right at the end. Right at the end when he gives up his life. You see, Rabbi Akiva finally got to the level. But Nachrizim's going his whole life. Gamzu Latova. Ah, this is great. This is wonderful. This is good news for the Jews.
Why isn't he as like famous
as Nachemish Gamzu? Oh, probably plenty of people in the Gemara you haven't heard of. Thousands I haven't heard of. The Gemara is a big sea. Nachemish Gamzu. Nachemish Gamzu. Ay, ay, ay. Terrible suffering. Terrible suffering, and just always. It's a famous story with Reb Zushiev. The time he came to the Baal Shem Tov to ask him, this story is told in different ways, and the way I heard it. Comes to you, they want to know how a person can be happy and still be suffering. How can you be samach and still be, and what are we grappling with? So he sent him to Reb Zushi to go ask him. So he gets to the village, whatever, and he starts looking around for Reb Zushi. He comes to this place where he lives. I'm talking about, you know, a squatter camp. Terrible kids running around, poor, nothing to do. Knocks on the door, he says, "You're the Reb Zushi?" He says, "I'm Zushi." He says, "The Baal Shem Tov sent me to you." He says, "That's impossible. Shaykh is going to the Baal Shem Tov. I'm going to go to the Baal Shem Tov." He said, No, I'm taking the Baal Shem Tov. He said, "No, you got the wrong number. Go try somewhere else. I'm not the guy you're looking for." He said, No, the Baal Shem Tov sent me to ask you how you can be so besimcha when you have so much suffering." So he said, "Oh, for sure you got the wrong guy, because I've never suffered in my life before." That comes with a tova. That's that target. That's not, "I'm suffering, but this is also for the good." This is, I'm not even suffering. What's the problem? So if you think you're holding Baganzil of Toiva, just remember Rabbi Kibbutz and Gendi. Slowly. Remember where we're dealing with. Just be able to say Gamzul, to be able to say this is terrible and it's bad, but I know ultimately this is for the good. That itself is a Hamadraka. But we have to become aware of it, because we have to do that at some stage. We have to get there. Namtsinu. When Ratzino, yeah. I just want to finish the paragraph. Namtsinu lamdin shirafima dragus habatochen b'shita shnia, which is virally ill. According to the second shita of betochen that we learned above. Now, who's the second shita? That was Rashi's, right? It doesn't mean, why do you go to the Chacham? It doesn't mean that you can't, because you can't. Christianity. You need someone to intercede for you. Right? Why are the Hasidim? Why isn't Hasidus bordering Lavdin on Christianity? You can't do it yourself, so you go to the Rebbe. The Rebbe takes care of everything. That's not how Hasidus works. You don't need anyone to intercede for you. You can govern yourself. He's going to be in Hashem. He's walking with Hashem. He's talking to Hashem. He's davening to Hashem. He's not going, oh, I can't do anything, so please, will the Rebbe please help me? That's not pshat. I don't understand this last, but I understand what he's saying. Just a second. He's not going to the Chacham because he doesn't have the koach to do it. He's going to go to the Chacham because the world needs the Chacham to daven. If he doesn't go tell the Chacham that he needs to daven, he won't daven. It's two stages. You have to daven, knowing full well that it's coming from a Kolish Boch, and that everything comes from a Kolish Boch, it comes by Av, and everything's fine, and this is the best thing that could happen to you. Right? Why do you have this Tzoros? You have the Tzoros, first of all, so that you'll daven, because Hashem wants to hear you davening. Why doesn't Rachel Imeinu have children? Because Hashem wants to hear her davening. But Hashem also wants to hear the Tzadik davening. And he's not. Nachum Ish Gamzu doesn't know that it's to daven, because now he's lacking anything. Right? So Rachel Imeinu's got to go to Nachum Ish Gamzu and said, please will you daven for me that I should have children. Ah, now the tzaddik starts davening for Rochel, so then lots of people start having children now and in the schus of his davening. But it's not out of the chochem because I can't do anything. There's a seal now. Oh, come inside. I'm not going to the chochem to ask him to daven for me because I can't get my tefillahs answered. I'm going to daven myself first of all. And my tefillahs will get answered or they won't. I've got to go to the Chacham to tell him what's going on, because Hashem needs him to daven. That's why I had the problem in the first place. That means you have a problem and you don't go to the Chacham, you're depriving the world of what the world needs. That's what comes out here, which is a. Alright, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see on Sunday. There's Tzadi Goizer Hashem Yekayim, and then there's a higher level, which we're going to deal with, which is Hashem's Goizer and the Tzadik's Makayim. That's a much higher level. There's a level where I, the tzaddik, not me, but I mean the tzaddik, says to Hashem, you got to do something, Hashem's bound to do it. But there's a higher level where Hashem tells the tzaddik what to do and the tzaddik listens. That's much harder. It's easy to tell Hashem what to do. It's not so easy to do what Hashem tells us what to do.